the Bank of America Colonial. And we'll tell you who's scoring on the course with live updates all week long. Brought to you by Layer 10 Sales and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
6:18 is the time. Good afternoon, everybody. Or evening, as it were. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
We're joined by the remainder of the crew. Danny Paul is here with one sprig, frightfully out of place. The Cobra is on hand as well. Kevin Scott with the Ticket Ticker. Psycho Dave at the helm. Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico. Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Miss Fugazi at the service elevator. And Dave in acquisitions. What's Seth doing here?
He had to get the 40-liners to make sure that he gets everything right.
Well, he didn't get the 40-liners.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he got the contest book.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't like doing this. And it seems as though they've been coming a little bit more quickly recently than they have in the past. But I had to do it a few weeks ago. And I'm afraid I've got to do it again now because I am now absolutely convinced that something I have held to be true for quite some time, I'm wrong about.
Well, when that happens, you've got to do a reversal.
What was my last reversal about?
Idol. God, listen to me.
Oh, The View?
No, it was both of them, was it?
Yeah, probably.
American Idol and The View?
Okay, well, here is another one. This is a sports reversal. I am now convinced that horses know when they win a race.
Boy, this is a big one. This right here goes back to the back of the bus days.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, it does. Well, this is going to need some explanation.
Well, for all these years,
you said horses were dumb animals.
Right, that horses were dumb animals, and when they win races, they don't know it. All they know is they've been running. There's some guy sitting on them. He's beating their ass. And when the ass beating subsides, they're happy. And they don't, that's all they know.
And they get their oats.
Right, they get their oats or carrot or sugar cube or whatever. But watching Smarty Jones in the Preakness and in the Kentucky Derby has convinced me otherwise.
And by the way, he's never lost. He's undefeated.
I mean, I hate to apply human characteristics to what is a dumb animal.
Well, see, that's where you're wrong, because a horse is not a dumb animal.
He fears the horse, therefore it's dumb.
No, you're right. It's not a dumb animal. All right, I just hate to apply human characteristics to an animal. Okay? Is that better?
I think, you know what I think all this has to do with?
What?
Well, continue. I've got a theory. I've got a theory on this reversal.
Okay. But I really believe that horse goes out there to race knowing what he's there for, knowing what he's about to do. And I think if there is a level on which those horses communicate, that horse intimidates the others.
Smarty Jones does?
Yeah. I think Smarty Jones intimidates the other horses.
But they don't have any contact. Maybe next
they
to...
They see each other.
Yeah, in the stalls, maybe right next to each other, and maybe on the track when they're... I mean, but it's not like they have a lot of contact where they can stare each other down.
See, I think you're using... Because I've always said horses know when they win. But I think you're using the wrong horse to have this reversal on, because Smarty Jones has never lost, so he doesn't have anything to compare it to. I think a horse has to lose before they know that they've won.
No,
this horse has never lost a race.
I know.
So he doesn't know.
I know he's never lost a race, and he knows when he is in that winner's circle.
But he's never been anywhere else.
I know. But
every time he's gone to a racetrack runs, he's gone to the winner's circle.
I know.
Every time.
I know.
He doesn't,
but I think he knows that that's what he's there to do.
Why? What does he show? I don't understand. I haven't seen the actual ending to either one of those races. I've seen the races themselves.
Well, he blew everybody away in the Preakness.
I know. I'm talking about when the winner's circle. What kind of human characteristics does he show?
He's almost cocky in there. If a horse can be cocky, he's cocky.
Cocky?
I mean, just watch the way he holds his head in there when he's in the winner's circle. Watch the way he holds his head when he's being led into the to the gate. I mean, that horse knows what he's doing. He knows what the is what he is there to do.
But see, he's never tasted defeat. And see, to me, a horse has to taste defeat to know that they've won. I mean, this right here is just old hat to him. Because every time he has gone to a track to run, he's had the same result.
I know, but when it's over,
he's led to a winner's circle, and he's had pictures taken with him. To me, a horse has to taste defeat to where they've won five races, and they go to the winner's circle, right? Well, in the sixth race, they get second or third, and they're looking to go to that winner's circle. I'm like, no, pal, you don't get to go there this time. But then the next time they come, they win again, and they get to go there. And all of a sudden, that horse is like, oh, I get it. I understand now, but Smarty Jones doesn't have anything to compare it to.
Well, maybe.
Well, I think Smarty Jones is smart enough to where he transcends all that. He knows that when they take him out there and put him in that gate, he is racing.
And well, they all know that they're competing.
So do they know that if there's no other horses in front of them, do they win? Or do they only know it in the winner's circle when they're being with the roses on them and everything else? Does he know?
Argument.
I mean, he's got 20 links on the whole field.
That's my argument.
Does he turn around and look at him after he's done and go like,
that's my argument, because on every time he's gone to a racetrack, it's been the same result. He has ended up going, you know, he sees all the other horses going back to the paddock area, going back to their stalls, but yet he has to stick around and get these pictures made. And, you know, good things are happening to him. I mean, he's getting a lot of...
Right, so he knows he won.
Right, but he's never had anything to compare it to, because every time he's gone to that's it's been the same drill.
So you're saying that he doesn't know that that's what he's there to do?
That's what happens to him if he thinks that, like, if he comes in sixth place,
then he's still going to go there.
Right.
I mean, if it's a photo finish between three horses and he loses, he loses by a fly on his nose, well, he's expecting, okay, let's go over here to the circle and snap the pictures and everybody petting me. And if he doesn't, he's like, hey, well, what the hell's going on here? He doesn't have anything to compare it to.
See, but I still think that
then
he
Then why
knows...
does he run the way he does? Why does he always come
trained?
From...
Because he is trained to do that. All these horses, that they're bred for generations to run. And, you know, Norm was talking the other day that, you know, horses, they are so ingrained to run and so trained to run that if they break an ankle or they're hurt, they just keep going. They're not like, that's where they don't have human characteristics. You know, a human breaks his leg and he will stop. A horse doesn't do that. A horse will kill himself because that's what they're bred to do.
All right, there's two arguments in here. One is, does he know that he is winning or he has won once he crosses a finish line? Because that's part of winning, too. Or the other argument is, does that coincide with going to the winner's circle for him?
I've never thought that a horse can totally comprehend winning, what winning is. They just know
they're showered with praise.
Exactly. If they do something and they finish above everybody else, then good things are going to happen to him. They're going to get...
All right, with that argument, then, you're right. He only knows one thing. He can't compare it to anything. But if you use the argument, hey, he's ahead of everyone, does he know that he's ahead of everyone? Does he know
that
he's
does. I think he does know that he's ahead of everyone when he's whipping their ass out there like he did Saturday. I think he does know that.
He might. When's that last race?
2 weeks.
Is that the longest of the races?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought. Like, a lot longer, right?
And they're saying that's his race.
Oh, really?
This is a big horse, man. This is a big old guy. He's a big horse. Big, strong horse.
Well, there was another horse that looked twice as big as him chasing him in the Preakness. Huge.
Well, Well, they're thoroughbreds.
Danny came in and said that was an elephant.
Tend to your sprig.
Elephant.
You think we got a triple crown winner on our hands?
I don't know. We thought we did last year.
Was that guy a prohibitive favorite to win? Who was it last year? Sundown Sam?
I don't think that's it.
Rafe?
No, it wasn't Rafe. Damn you.
Nope.
I hope he does, though. That's such a great story.
Yeah.
A triple crown. It happened back-to-back in 77 and 78. It hasn't happened since.
That's a long time, man.
But aren't there a bunch of horses who have won the first two?
Yeah.
Like,
there have been a few times when...
It happened last year.
Yeah, there have been a few times when, you know, a horse has gone into the Belmont in position to win it, and they never have.
Because it's such a longer race.
This one's different, though.
You think Norm's horse pants are going crazy?
Right, because we're talking horse racing.
No, because we've got a triple crown.
Yeah, the time of the season and possibility of a triple crown.
Sure,
and
sure. Norm's horse pants go crazy every day.
I'm kind of glad you brought this. I'm kind of glad you kind of reversed on that. But my theory is, I think that over the years, since you've gotten so attached to your dog, I think that has a bearing on this.
Because it probably
does. You're seeing how smart Digger is.
Right. It probably does. But I don't know. It just seems like this horse has that type of intelligence. Maybe all horses do.
That theory cannot be proven.
Horses are smart. There's no doubt about it.
Look at Mr. Ed. He could talk.
True.
Good point.
That was a great point. TV show.
I'm kind of glad you brought this up, because this is something I've been wanting to talk about on the air and kind of give some props to somebody. Is there a better writer than Gary West?
Yes, there is.
Do you ever read his stuff?
Yeah.
I'm talking about writing. I mean, he can explain and boil down horse racing to where anybody can understand it. I mean, during the Triple Crown, you know, I'm always interested in the Kentucky Derby, and I'll read stuff on it. But I find myself reading Gary West all the time, because he is such a terrific writer and can just lure you in. He's kind of Gary Smith-esque.
Yeah, he's great.
So
I wish he still did his show here.
Well, so do I.
What was his show called?
Horse Talk with Mr. Ed.
Horse Impeg. Gary West.
No, wasn't that.
Right.
Hey, he did a great show. And you talk about self-contained. He didn't need anything.
He didn't need a co-host, didn't need anything. He would just come in, and he was ready to go.
He had so much stuff, and he didn't need nothing to bounce anybody off of. And he just came in and was ready to roll and did the show standing up.
That's great.
Can we get you on a horse now that you've...
No, I still fear him.
You do?
Yeah.
Like, you will not get on a horse.
I still fear him.
Have you ever been on a horse?
Well, yeah, I've been on them.
Well, what changed?
It's scary. Nothing changed. It's always been scary. It still is. They are fearsome animals.
They're not. And once
I'm so scared, baby.
Once a horse is trained, it's not going to bother you unless it gets spooked.
Right.
I mean,
they will do that.
They're not an aggressive animal. I mean, they don't try to bite you.
I know they're not aggressive, but they might kick you.
Hey, did they do something?
They might kick it.
To ensure that the horses aren't pooping while they're running? Or do they poop while they run? Because they poop when they walk.
If they want to, they'll just let fly.
I know.
Poop.
But do they, I mean, are
in
they...
In all the horse races I've ever been to in my life, which I'm not a norm, I've never seen one poop.
I haven't. Isn't that kind of weird, though? Because I know you've been on a bunch of horses where you're walking behind one, they just...
The
tail lifts up and go.
All right, well, I've reversed on this. This is an official reversal.
That's great, though.
Coming up next, we're going to dip into the email bag here on The Ticket.